This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. There is a list of screening tests for otherwise healthy people that it turns out are just not useful tests. The PSA test to look for prostate cancer is one of them, and routine testing for vitamin D is another. However, despite good evidence that these blood tests don't provide useful information, doctors still order them, often without even consulting the patient. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, a scholarly group of experts whose job it is to advise the public, recently concluded that there is not enough evidence to support screening for vitamin D. They also said that we don't even know what constitutes a low level of vitamin D. Further, when we treat what we think is a low level of vitamin D, there is no benefit in preventing diseases like diabetes, cancer, fractures, or premature death. So help me to understand why we're still testing people for vitamin D. A study published in JAMA suggests that most adults want to be given the information about screening tests, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and they want to be allowed to make a choice themselves. All of this is background to allow me to complain about how we fail to accurately inform the public. One way we do this is by inaccurately reporting science. Often journalists feel that in order to provide balance, they need to provide two opposing opinions and then present them as though they were equally balanced. Here's an example. 95% of the scientific community agrees with something, say that global warming exists. But journalists find one scientist who, say, has been in a cave where the temperature hasn't changed in years, or is a paid consultant for some business, and that one scientist disagrees with global warming. Is that one dissenting opinion of equal weight to the preponderance of scientific evidence? This is not what I would call balanced reporting. Yet this is what the New York Times and other publications did when reporting on vitamin D. The expert they quoted in the Times to oppose the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force seems to have no particular expertise in the area of vitamin D. Not only did the Times quote her, presumably in an attempt to provide balance, but they gave her the last word in the article. When she says she won't stop testing her patients, that leaves the reader with the conclusion that the evidence is unclear, which it is not. How the information or the expert is framed, who is chosen to be interviewed, and where the interview is placed in the article are all hugely influential in how we interpret information. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.